Shalom Levracha. We're trying to continue living our lives in the spirit of David HaMelech with his beautiful mizmah we've been talking about the past few days. Hashem roi lo yachzor. Under all circumstances, recognizing Hashem is with us, Hashem is taking care of us, we're not lacking anything we need. And even like we're going through now, especially we've been exposed in the past few days from local tragedy of the Gates Almovis, the shadow of death, and we lost so many Choshuva boys that Meiser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Even so, Lo Yiroki Ato Yimodi, Binyamin Early's parents at the Levaya were so amazing. They were so full of bitochen and Hashem, being mechazik everybody. And the shadow of the tremendous loss of their dear son, speaking, and they recognize that everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and it's for our benefit. Saying that they know that their son was zeicha to die al Kiddush Hashem as a very special place in Olam Emes. He will be a tremendous Melech Tzion for us and the family itself. Yibod l'chaim tovim. Mi'at Hashem, Hashem will give them tremendous koicha. Such a Kiddush Hashem that they made is something that creates tremendous nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mi'at Hashem will bring Yeshuas to all of us and bring more protection. The more we put our hands in the hand, put ourselves in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we're able to focus even on the hardest of times. Shivtecha mishantecha himi nachmuni, to nachem ourselves, to recognize that everything is letoiva. That brings bracha. Bemet, we mentioned yesterday that mitzad echad, we put up bitochen Hashem that everything should turn out good. And mitzad sheni, we know that sometimes Hashem's decision is that the best thing that can happen is something that is very painful to us. But we accept it. So one may ask, so 1 second. So if anyway Hashem's going to decide what's good for me, so why bother davening for it? Why bother hoping for it? Whatever Hashem decides will be what's good for me. But it's wrong. We see from David HaMelech countless times, Kavil Hashem, Chazak V'yamitz Libecha V'kavil Hashem. Hope for the Yeshua's Hashem. And if it doesn't come, hope again and daven again. Ro'yitz Hashem is Yireyev, Hamiyachlim L'chazdei. Hashem is so close to the ones who are always hoping and beseeching Hashem for His Midas HaChesed. We even see in this mizmah we're reading, right after he says about Geid Salmovitz Lo Yireyo, he's going through the valley of imminent death, and he doesn't know what's going to be with him. And like we said, he knows that whatever will be for the good. But he right away says, Tach lefonu shulcha neged tzoyroi. But I'm still being mispallel that I should be zeichet to get out of this, and I'm going to make that feast of my victory over all the people that are trying to destroy me and damage me. And they're going to see my restated greatness in my Shulchan Melochim. And the two are not a contradiction. Adarabba, the two are complementary. Because our relation with our Kodesh Bo is a real thing. It's not just a game. That is the real reality of life. The reality of life is that Hashem loves us more than anybody else. It says Chazal that Hashem loves us more than a parent loves a child. Chavis Salvavas explains it, that a parent, no matter how much he loves his child, there's always a certain level of personal interest. He'll get something out of the child, get some COVID out of the child, who knows what he'll get out of the child, in the back of his mind. Hashem is unconditional. He has nothing to gain from us. He just wants to be meitiv, benefit us. That's all he wants. That's the relationship that he has to us. And that's something we have to feel more and more. And therefore, Yitavka wants us to live in that fashion, that If I really feel that Hashem loves me, then I'm going to be kaveh Hashem. I'm always going to hope for Hashem to bring me yeshuva from things that are hard for me, because I know He cares for me. If it's going to end up not like I ask it, so retroactively, it was revealed to me that what I thought was the best thing for me is not the best thing for me. But for sure, before, koydin l'maizah, right now, adarav mispal mimamakim from oymek alev, that Hashem should bring us yeshuas. There should be no wars. There should be only good health. There should be parnosa. We should, all the Jews should be b'sholim ba'ach v'vereis with one another. Kamavah, the main thing is that we should be zeichu to the geula. All the ra in the world should be eliminated. All the nisyonis, terrible nisyonis and ruchnis that we have in our time. And that's part of the relationship. It's a real relationship between father and child. And Hashem feels to us closer than any father. We should also feel close to Him more than any child. And that's what builds a relationship. The fact that I really feel I can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He hears everything I'm saying. And what we say also has an effect. It does create an extra shmira. It creates extra siyata shemaya. So we're saying twofold. Number one is that it does create siyata shemaya. It can change things. But even if it doesn't change things, the important thing is this is the nature of our relationship. We show how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the fact that we turn to Him. The term kaveh, hope, is also the same letters of the word kav, a straight line. That straight line that connects us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we realize the closest relation between any two beings in the world is any one of Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like we said, we are going through hard times, and we have already been through and seen so much suffering. What happened in the past, we accept, whether we understand it or not, but we know that if Hashem did it, it's for our benefit and the benefit of Klai Yisrael, the benefit of the world. And we'll see eventually, after Mashiach comes, they'll play back the whole history, and we'll see how everything was part of the grand plan to bring us individually and collectively all the great things that Hashem has set aside for us and make us more worthy, the fact that we remain with our bitachon under all circumstances. But together with that, going forward, no matter what our situation is, says even a person is cherev chadu munachas al tzavor shalodim, a person, the executioner's knife is on his neck, al tisyash min arachmim, still ta'avim to Hashem. Whatever our state is, we should know Hashem is listening to us. Hashem loves our tefillas. Our tefillas work, they help. And with that, we're makabel whatever Hashem will decide, He will decide. This is a sweet life of Dodo HaMelech. Shivtecho, mishantecho, heimei nachmuni. We know that even if the hard times, we have the mishon, the support, at the time that we're having hard times, Hashem is supporting us. Hashem is keeping us going. We should be zeicha to pay attention to this and really live our day-to-day lives in the fashion how fortunate we are to be created, sustained by Kodesh Bohu, to be His beloved children that are loved more than anybody else. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, follow in His ways, His chasodim, immerse ourselves in the Limud HaTorah as much as we can. And Amitz Hashem, we'll be zeichet to see the tach lefon shulchan neged tzoroi. We'll have that eventual shulchan, like it says, when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a lavish, wonderful meal for all the tzaddikim with Mashiach Beroshei, Mashiach ben David, in the spirit of David HaMelech.